Show, transcribed with Les Brown and his band of renown, and yours truly, Hi Everback. Our special guests, Jack Kirkwood, Peggy Lee, Corrine Calvet. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Well, here I am. Relatives everywhere. Well, here I am. Never before in history have Americans had so many different forms of entertainment. Radio, television, movies. And everybody's so smart about entertainment now. I told my kids a bedtime story the other night. When I was through, they said, Daddy, why don't you fix up the ending and try it on us again tomorrow night? When the kids are listening to radio and TV, they're reading comic books. Comic books are having an effect on my family. My little nephew runs around the house with a big cigar in his mouth, a hat pulled down over his eyes, and his diapers pulled up under his chin. But the comic books are demoralizing the kids. The other day, a two-year-old put a gun to his nurse's back and grunted, "Who are you buying your pablum from?" And, of course, one of the greatest mediums of entertainment is the drive-in movies. The wonderful thing about them is you're never disappointed. If you don't like the movie and you don't like the girl you're with, you can still have a fascinating evening just by looking in the other cars. Oh, you've all been there, huh? I asked the manager of one drive-in theater, when a heavy fog comes in, do you have to give a refund to the people who leave? He said, who leaves? Just proves there's all kinds of entertainment. Say, according to the latest figures, the fastest growing area in the world is a place right here in Los Angeles called the San Fernando Valley. In 1920, the population in the valley was 20,000. Today, it's over 500,000. Population has grown so that people in the valley go past pet shops just to sneer at the rabbits. No, the growth is phenomenal. Where yesterday there was nothing but a farm and a little house out in back, today there's a family living in the little house out in back. Of course, most people want to move to the valley on account of its amazing climate. No matter how hot it is in the daytime, at night you can always get pneumonia. And the real estate people are selling houses like hotcakes. They have to. That's what they're made of. Of course, no home in the valley. Are you through with that? No home in the valley is complete without a patio with a barbecue. For you Easterners, I better explain that a barbecue is an incinerator with a press agent. But there's nothing like the satisfaction of owning your own home in the valley. As you stroll through your house and around your lands, you get a strange feeling. It's almost as though you hear music. You are. It's the collector from the Bank of America singing, "I'm walking behind you." A lot of the Hollywood stars have homes in the valley. Gene Autry has a big ranch. In fact, I met Gene just the other day at the general store. He was in buying some hubcaps for his horse. Frank Sinatra has a lovely place. You can tell it was built especially for him. He's got the only bathtub with built-in water wings and a soup strainer over the drain. But you know, the San Fernando Valley has been written about in songs and books. I'd like to close with this poem written by the poet laureate of Burbank. He writes, "Oh, San Fernando Valley, oh, San Fernando Valley, the whole world stands agog. Where else do the earthquakes rock you to sleep, tucked in a blanket of smog?" And here's one of the really great stylists of song, the lovely Peggy Lee.
mountain, climb up the mountain, climb up the mountain, yes, climb up the mountain and lay your burden down. Yes, 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 here in this lovely land, Cupid and Whoopee go hand in hand. So climb up the mountain and lay your burden down. Yes, 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 here on the heights above, even a mule train can fall in love. So climb up the mountain and lay your burden, lay your burden down, lay it down. Instead of beginning to beep and bawl, instead of frequenting the wailing wall, just climb up the mountain and pay a call, yes. Climb up the mountain, oh, climb up the mountain. Climb up the mountain, yes. Climb up the mountain and lay your burden down. Yes, 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 here in this lovely land, Cupid and Whoopee go hand in hand. So climb up the mountain and lay your burden down. Yes, 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 here on the heights above, even a mule train can fall in love. So climb up the mountain and lay your burden. Lay your burden.
At your house?
Well, you know, I bought this place 15 years ago. Some real estate man really took me. I just found out the whole place is built on a swamp.
On a swamp? Are you sure?
Yeah, every night a guy walks through my bedroom looking for Chloe.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, aside from that, I want to modernize the whole place. I'm even putting in continuous air conditioning.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, the old method wasn't too bad.
Oh, Bob, walking around with ice cubes in your mouth, breathing on people.
Incidentally, on your way in, did you notice that 9-hole golf course I'm having put in?
Yes, it looks beautiful.
Well, I know it's going to improve my game. When it's finished, I'll really be able to sink that ball.
I know. I saw the men putting the magnets in each hole.
Well, we just use those when I play for money. But let me show you around, Peggy.
Oh, I love it, Bob. Bob, what's all this over here?
Oh, those are some new souvenirs for my trophy case. I've collected all kinds of things on my travels.
Gosh, look at this. A Japanese kimono, an Alaskan totem pole, and a baseball autographed by the Cleveland Indians.
No comment.
Well, they did better than Pittsburgh, didn't they?
Pittsburgh? Are you kidding? They finished so far down, the last team they played were 9 Gophers. And they lost 8-5.
What's this, Bob?
This is priceless. The only one of its kind in the world, and there won't be any more produced. Museums all over the country want this.
What is it?
Well, here, you read the card.
Well, let's see. A lock of Bing Crosby's hair. Picking on Bing. I think you're jealous.
Me? Jealous of Porky? Don't be silly. Why should I be jealous? I can do anything he can do except collect old age compensation.
Well, Bob, I think I'd better go over the number I'm going to do on the show tonight.
Okay, let's find the band. They're here someplace rehearsing.
All right.
Now, there's the new kitchen and there's the den.
Very nice.
And this is the bedroom.
Chloe!
see what I mean?
You know, Bob, I always enjoy singing with Les Brown.
Oh, yeah, he's got a fine band. They're such hard workers, always rehearsing to get that wonderful music. I think they're in this room.
I raise you $5. I raise you $5. Okay, I call. What have you got?
I got 5 jacks.
What have you got?
I got 3 jacks.
That makes 8 jacks. Something's wrong.
Why?
There are only supposed to be 6. Somebody deal.
Now, wait a minute. This poker game's been going on for a month. It's disrupting the whole show.
How do you figure, Dad?
What? Oh, no, this couldn't happen to me. Look, every time I look at you, you're playing poker. Not only that, you drag people into your game.
That's a lie. This is a private game. No strangers allowed.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Well, okay.
I raise you $5, General Harkins.
And I raise you 5.
Oh.
Thanks, Peggy.
This is a man who thinks with his heart. His heart is not always wise. This is a man who stumbles and falls, but this is a man who tries. This is a man you forgive and forgive and help and protect as long as you
Bob.
Yeah, hi.
Truck just delivered these packages for you.
Oh, it must be the stuff I ordered for the house. Let's see.
What's in the other package, Bob?
Oh, those are the new draperies. It's a brand new idea. The colors match the human skin.
Here, I'll wrap them around myself and hold them up to my skin. You can see. There.
I beg your pardon. Well, as I live and breathe, Gloria Swanson.
Well, who are you?
I'm the building inspector for the Contractors Association, boy. Jack C. Kirkwood's my name.
Kirkwood? Kirkwood? Didn't I read that a Jack Kirkwood was arrested for swindling this week?
Oh, no. That's Jack P. Kirkwood. I'm Jack C. Kirkwood. People have been making that mistake all week long, thinking I was a swindler.
But you're not, eh?
No. I wonder how they caught Dad.
So you're the building inspector, eh?
That's right, boy. I work for the Happy Homes Contractors Association. Every day I get in my Cadillac and I take...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait. You're just a building inspector and you drive a Cadillac? You must be loaded.
What?
Loaded?
Yeah, but I'll try not to breathe on you. Yeah. Better get started.
Not so fast. I don't know whether I can trust you around my home.
Oh, boy. What a vulgar allegation. Why, I've inspected the homes of many stars sitting in front of the fireplace serving subpoenas on each other.
Well, I guess you're okay.
Why, of course I am. Now, first of all, boy, who's your contractor?
Well, I don't know whether you've heard of him, Jerry Colonna.
Oh, yes, Colonna. Know him well. We have the same probation officer. Is he around?
No. He had a nasty accident yesterday. He was installing the sink, and his mustache got caught in the garbage disposal unit.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it isn't. No, a fishing boat picked him up off Santa Monica.
Fishing boat.
Oh, that's champion. But he'll be here next week.
Fine. Now, the main thing I'll do today is to check for fire hazards, and I'll spend the rest of the month on the other thing.
A month? Can't you do it any quicker?
Well, there is one thing that would speed me up. You think about it for a minute. I'll just look out the window.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Oh, why, there's a fine-looking garden. It's so green. What a spot to grow lettuce. I just love lettuce. And look at those birds in your garden. What large bills they have.
Oh, I get it. You want money.
My, but you're bright. I can see the sun shining right through the hole in your head.
Say, Fatty, you can go to jail for taking... You can go to jail for taking money.
How much am I offered?
$10.
Hardly worth going to jail for $10, boy.
$50?
No.
$100?
Cash?
Yeah.
Warden, I'd like a cell with running water, please. See you later, boy. I'm going to start checking for fire.
What a pest he's going to be. Come in.
Hello, Bob.
Well, Corrine Calvay. Look at this. See, you look wonderful, Corrine.
Well, thank you, Bob. I see they're still fixing your house. Golly, it's so upside down.
You look just great, honey.
The whole house is in need of repair. Bob, do you have trouble with your plumbing?
That was me.
I think you're wonderful.
Welcome to the club. By the way, Corrine, how'd you know I was having this work done on my house?
Well, I live only one block from here, and when I go out to take a sand bath, I hear the noise.
You live a block from here and you go out to take sunbaths?
That's right.
No wonder. Yesterday, three of the workmen quit and started digging a tunnel.
Yes, I saw you with a shovel.
Well, the house will be finished soon, and I think it'll appeal to you. It's going to have that continental flavor, you know, Très Charmant, Très Magnifique, Très Hildegard, and a Tray of Hors d'oeuvres.
I didn't know you could talk French.
Just enough to get myself arrested.
Not recently in Paris?
As a matter of fact, I were. And, France is really all they say it was.
Yes, la belle France. Oh, my country suffered a lot, a great deal. You know what I mean. Tonight is all right.
Want to try it over? You just want to leave it there? Go ahead, have another go, girl. Go ahead.
Ah, yes, la belle France. My country suffered a great deal.
How you doing?
But now it is all right.
Well, I want to tell you, we had a wonderful time over there. You know, I entertained in France. I did quite a few shows there.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my country still suffers.
I saw. But I don't care what you say, Corrine.
Say, boy, I was just checking for fire hazards and French pastry.
Kirkwood!
Now, wait a minute, boy. Say, aren't you the lady who takes the sun baths down the street?
Yes, I am. Do you know me?
Oh, oui. Et vous le pensez que du mot dans les maisons blanches?
Oui, c'est moi. Pourquoi me demandez-vous?
Je vous pense bien jolie si vous voudriez faire notre connaissance.
Well, bien sûr. Peut-être pourrions-nous devenir amis.
Ah, merci, madame.
Merci.
Corrine, what's he saying to you?
He, too, is digging a tunnel.
Look, Kirkwood, stick to business, will you?
I am, boy. And I want to tell you all your doors must be removed. They're fire hazards.
Well, you leave those doors alone. They're specially built out of pickled pine.
What'd you say?
I said pickled.
Yes, I am. I found your liquor closet.
Kirkwood, get lost, will you? We got to rehearse the radio show. Please don't bother us anymore.
Okay, boy.
Bob, is Peggy Lee here yet?
Yeah, she's somewhere around here. Peggy!
Yes, Bob? Oh, hello, Corinne.
Hello, Peggy.
How have you been, Corinne?
Fine.
Oh, I love your dress. It's so cute.
Say, girls, why
Thank
don't we...
Thank you. It's a new net skirt that can be worn with a tight bodice or sheer wool turtleneck.
I've got the cutest new nylon tulle apron skirt that's worn with a waist cincher.
I got a new Captain Video Space Patrol suit.
And I
just
love
won't
the...
quit. That's
oh,
all.
I love the new padded hip line. Just tons of petticoats.
Say, girls, let's break it up, huh?
Sorry, Bob.
I think we better start rehearsing for the show.
Oh, are we going to do a sketch, Bob?
Yeah, I thought we'd do a scene from My Favorite Spy.
Don't you play the lead in that, Bob?
Well, it's really a double lead. I play the part of a real baggy pants burlesque comic, and then I also play the part of an international spy who is suave, intelligent, dashing, reckless, and very handsome.
Well, you must be great as a burlesque comic.
Thank you. Now, let's rehearse the scene where I've just stolen some secret plans from you, Peggy, and you, Corrine, are making love to me in order to get the plans. Okay, let's get started, Corrine.
Oh, Eric, darling, I just had to see you tonight.
And, hey, boy, I got to talk to you.
Kirkwood, sit down, will you? We're having a very important rehearsal. Please keep quiet. All right, Corrine.
Oh, Eric, darling, I just had to see you tonight.
Control yourself, you mad young thing. You are.
I waited for you, darling, needed you. Your eyes, your lips, to feel your strong arms around me once again. Kiss me, darling. Let the spark of my love flame.
Oh, my love. Kirkwood, put Miss Calvey down. Kirkwood, what are you doing?
I gotta remove her, boy. This girl's a fire hazard.
Frank Barton, reminding you to be tuned in next week for another visit with Bob Hope.